This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Primary season continues tomorrow with a runoff in Texas that has turned into a mudslinging battle for control of the lieutenant governor's office. The candidates are incumbent Republican David Dewhurst and Tea Party favorite State Senator Dan Patrick, and they have been rolling out attack ads against one another, including this one.
I changed my name to cover my past, to cover my bankruptcy. Now the voters know my secrets. They know I had unpaid tax liens.
Well, joining us now to talk about what's going on in Texas is Ben Philpott, who covers politics and policy for Here Now contributing station KUT in Austin. Ben, is that the song from Frozen?
Yeah, I think we should probably apologize to Disney real quickly on that one.
Well, yeah, tell us what the story is with that ad.
So the chorus is, instead of Let It Go, it's Danny Gobe. Danny Gobe was the birth name of Dan Patrick. He's been a radio personality for decades and has always gone on the air as Dan Patrick. And so he changed his name. You know, he says he changed his name to run for office and, you know, have it match the name that everyone publicly knew him as. Obviously, his opponent, David Dewhurst, is trying to use it as a way to paint him negatively.
Now, there's another thing that's being used to paint him negatively, which does not come from Dewhurst himself, but something more personal about him released recently, that he has a history of depression, which he was hospitalized for.
Right. He was hospitalized for depression and in a second release found out that he had attempted suicide. They were public court documents, part of a lawsuit. So nobody, you know, snuck in and stole something in the middle of the night. But yeah, they came to light and became kind of the theme of the last 2 weeks of the runoff.
Now, Senator Patrick has released some controversial ads of his own dealing with immigration. Let's listen to one of those.
Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem.
Dan Patrick is the only candidate for lieutenant governor to oppose in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
I'll do what Washington won't do. I'll secure our border and I'll end sanctuary cities. And I'll never stop fighting against Obama's attacks on Texas.
Secure the border. Fight Obama. Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor.
Now, Dan Patrick is the Tea Party supported candidate. How's he doing in the polls?
Doing great, just like every Tea Party supported candidate in the statewide races for state seats here in Texas.
Which is interesting because across the country, as we've seen, a number of establishment Republican candidates have been beating back Tea Party candidates. Why is that? Why is it so popular in Texas?
Well, you know, we had a little bit of that in the federal races for Congress and U.S. Senate. Those longtime Republican incumbents were pretty much able to easily win. But at the state level, it's been whoever can gets the title of the most conservative, that person has won, you know, up and down that Republican ballot or been in the lead heading into the runoffs.
Now, the Democrat who would be facing off against either Patrick or Dewhurst is another state senator, Letitia Vandepute. What are her chances of winning? I know she said she'd prefer to face Patrick.
Well, yeah, every Democrat would prefer to face Patrick in this race. They believe that he can be that candidate to show that maybe the Republican Party, maybe the Tea Party, has just gone too far to the right. And Letitia Vandepute is kind of presenting herself as a centrist business Democrat and also as a Hispanic. You know, there are some, we have a couple of instances of prominent Republican Hispanics who have said Dan Patrick's gone too far with this immigration talk, including at one point calling, you know, an invasion of immigrants into the United States, into Texas. And they've come out and said, we're going to support Letitia Vandepute in this race because we do believe that Dan Patrick has gone too far.
We'll have to see what happens tomorrow to see who she will be facing. Ben Philpott, political reporter at Here and Now contributing station KUT in Austin, Texas. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.